This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So Hashim used to travel. You know, he used to go to Rihlat al-Shita. It was Saif. He used to go towards Sham in Yemen. And as he was going towards Sham, he used to cross over Medina. And in Medina, there was a lady of renowned status by the name of Salma. But very independent lady. You know, so Hashim, being the basic prince of Mecca, proposed to her. But she said, I'll marry you on one condition. You don't interfere in my business. And obviously, I'm, you know, because some sisters are smiling, this is not an encouragement. Because next week there's not going to be a single brother here. I'm not attending this dars anymore, you know. But it was an arrangement made. And so he used to travel. And when he ever crossed over Medina, his wife and his house was there. So from this marriage, a young child was born. A young child was born. And when he was born, there was white hair on his head. Have you seen those? I have seen, you know, some of my students, I have seen, they had white hair, and I don't mean a couple, like, you know, there's a line of white hair in a section of the head. And white hair traditionally amidst Arabs was a matter of honor, like in the sense you've reached old age, you've survived difficulties, you deserve honor. So this one was born with it. So they called him Shayba from old age, and Hamd, as in, you know, praiseworthy old age, and you know he's a babe, but he's got the mark of age. So Shayba grew up in Medina, and Hashim died pretty young, and so the affairs of the Hujjaj was left to his brothers. And the brothers were busy in trade, and now they were worried that if we die, who will we give the leadership to? And their own children in Mecca didn't seem up to the task. And I commend their wisdom in this. You know, sometimes you have an organization, an institution, a business, a country, and you're very keen for your son to take over the reins from you. But the poor person is not made for it. You know, he's just not made for this job. He's good probably in other things. He's just not good in this. And you are pushing and insisting that, you know, this should go to this person. So I want you to remember this lesson. Giving the amana of leadership is an amana thrice. Number one, it is a responsibility of who you give it to, because you got to give it to its ahl. Do you understand? So say, for example, a soccer team. There's an able captain. Make him captain, not your son or your daughter, because you're my son or my daughter. Do you understand me? You got to give it to its ahl. And whether it is, you know, a school and you're allocating a teacher, or you, a parliament and you're allocating members, give the amana to its ahl. The Arabs have a good saying. They say, give your bread to the baker, because the blacksmith will not give you bread back. You know, give the dough to the baker so he can give you bread. So give the amana to its ahl. Second, if you're not its ahl, don't accept it. You know, you realize, I there's no way in God's earth that I can do this job. So, say, you know, kiss the person's hand and head and say, listen, Habibi, I'm not the ahl for this job. I can't do it. Nothing wrong with that. Because if you take it, it's a calamity. You know, if you're not able for it. And when in the Quran, when someone took it, when they want ahl for it, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا ظَالِمْ جَاهِلْ. This is the signs of those that take on what they shouldn't take on. And then lastly, if you're given the job or you're given the amana and you are its ahl and you have accepted it Because then make sure that when you conduct it, you conduct the amana well. So amana thrice. So these ones knew that our sons are not up to it. But they were hearing stories of the son of Hashim from Makkah. From Yathrib, which is called Medina these days. So Muttalib, who is one of the brothers of Hashim, what's the name? We're not going to go till you get this. Muttalib is a brother of Hashim. So Hashim had a few brothers. One of his brothers is Muttalib. Is what? Muttalib. Muttalib went to Yathrib to see his nephew. And when spoke to Salma, says, listen, you're an honorable people, but the real honor is in Mecca. And his lineage is in the house of Allah. And his father was Hashim, the leader of all these tribes. Let him go with me so he can, you know, be where he's supposed to be. So she resisted, and eventually, because she realized this is where the prestige of my son lies, sent the son to come with Muttalib to where? To Mecca. So at this time, he's about 15, 16. Who? Shayba. Shayba, the young son of Hashim, is 15, 16. The brother of Hashim, the uncle of Shayba, has gone to pick him up. You know, so imagine your dad has a brother, your brother, the uncle came to pick you up from your mom and say, listen, let him live with us. So after riding on the camel for 450 kilometers, when they reached the precincts of Mecca, the boy looked all dusty. And Muttalib is leading his camel with his camel to come into Mecca. So when they entered Mecca, the young lad looked like a slave. The slave of who? Come on, all you who speak Arabic. The slave of Muttalib. So what did they call him? Abdul Muttalib. This is the slave of Muttalib. But what was his actual name? Shayba. Do you see? So this is how Shayba became Abdul Muttalib. And who is Abdul Muttalib? The father of Abdullah. And Abdullah is the father of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have reached, remember, Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib, who is Shayba. Right? Ibn Hashim, who died already.